Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
What up, Mom? Put down that coffee and grab a wine. Get ready for another episode of Nursing and Cursing, a parenting podcast that covers more shit than your baby's full diaper.
I'm Kate. I'm a stay-at-home mom of three in Brooklyn, New York. I'm trying to figure out whether I should go back to work, have another baby, or spend the rest of my life waiting for my fresh direct order.
Hey, I'm Christine, a video editor and a mom of two living in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
Allie here, podcasting up in the mountains in South Kona, Hawaii. I work as a real estate agent and a mom of two boys.
Hey, I'm Molly. I'm a teacher raising two kids in St. Augustine, Florida.
And I'm Sarah, a new mom to one sweet babe living in Brooklyn, New York.
Between five busy households, it's a miracle we make it on the mic at all. But trust me, we need this as much as you do.
Critty and Allie.
Hey, Al.
Hi, girls. Hey. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Nursing and Cursing. It's just the three of us tonight.
Oh, dang.
Yeah. Kate's got an apartment. Her water went out this morning and hasn't been back.
Oof.
And Sarah's got a puking baby.
Dang it.
Two down. We're going to miss those girls tonight.
I know.
Yeah, we are.
Gosh, we really toyed at the last minute of like switching up the topic and just doing some kind of, I don't even know what. It's just that.
What? A personal Danks reunion. That was the name of our club when we were in middle school.
Just a walk down memory lane.
Not even middle school. You were in fifth grade.
Yeah, but you know, that sums it up. Sixth and eighth was the next year.
Mm-hmm, you're right.
Yeah.
But yes, true. Fifth grade, Molly, you were what? Seventh?
Yeah.
I was in seventh, yeah.
And we lived on the same street.
We did. Yeah. We did. Yeah.
Good times.
Wow.
Good times. Great times. We would we would plan each other's birthday parties, you guys. I'm remembering Allie and I saved up our babysitting money for Critty's maybe 13th or was it 12th?
12th, maybe.
Well, no, I think it was 13th.
Okay.
But anyway, without our parents' help, we hired a limo. Oh,
it was, God. But looking back, it was more like a Cadillac.
It was shit.
It smelled so bad of cigarette smoke. So bad.
It was basically rotting.
But the way you guys got me to come outside is you go, Critty, come outside. Natasha graffitied the yard.
What? Who's Natasha? The neighbor?
I don't.
She was our neighbor, and she used to like, just they would like spray paint and stuff in the yard, and it drove my dad crazy. And it just was like a thing. My dad would just obsess over all the neighbors.
Just kidding.
Oh my god.
But anyway, we rented.
We also cashed in a couple 20s for just a bucket full of quarters.
Quarters. We had a bucket of quarters waiting and Dr. Pepper in cans. And we had the limo take us over to the arcade, which was Critty's favorite, and then downtown to Pizza Hut.
Oh my God.
We were rolling through downtown making people roll down the windows. Do you have any gray Poupon? What?
No, but my question is, where were our parents?
Why did they allow this? A limo driver when you're 12 years old that just whisks you away for the night? Yeah, that's kidnapping.
Well, yeah, because it wasn't even a limo. It was like a weird old man in a Cadillac. No, it was a limo, but it was.
It was.
It was amazing. And we were just, that was a great birthday. Thanks, guys.
Okay, Molly and I, we had a pool, but what? For some reason, that wasn't good enough. We like to get on our bikes and ride it over to the neighborhood hotel and jump the fence and swim in their pool.
Drop it.
Why?
Drop it. Just don't.
No, I won't go any further. But we had a pool. Why did we have to do that?
I don't know. But listen, I'm going to bring this one back to nursing and cursing.
Yeah.
Probably years later. Hey. Like 80 years later. Now we're adult grown women. And tonight. Tonight's topic has been born out of. Just like, I don't know what I'm dealing with on a damn daily basis. I do not know how to solve this problem.
Okay.
What the fuck is up with other people just handing out treats to your kid that you don't agree with?
That's a really hard one. That's a really like, hard one.
It is really intense. Happens all the time here.
Mm-hmm. Frequent treats. And I'm talking level 10 treats such as candy corn, Snickers, Twizzlers, Airheads.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
I know.
On the daily, so like how?
Okay, so in our situation, it's coming from school. Totally.
I have a real problem with that. Why is that?
Why?
A school.
I don't understand why a school is a place for that.
Me neither.
First of all,
and they should have to ask.
Right.
I mean,
you cannot
assume that the mom and dad wants their kids fed that total shit. That's on our watch, not on theirs.
It's little things like you turned in your homework, here's a candy corn. I'm like, really? Is that necessary? These little fuckers are stoked on a sticker. I know, because I'm a teacher. Hit them with a sticker on their hand. They are so proud.
Right.
From a teacher's perspective too, why would you want to do that? Because
and have the crash and the energy.
Exactly. That's like a drug. So why would they want to do that?
I think because it's not huge amounts. Like today in my class, we had a kid with a birthday and there was a cookie cake, and that is a sugar crash. Everybody gets a piece and it is insane. And then everything goes south. That's why you got to wait till the end of the day, blah, blah, blah. But this is just tiny little hits.
All day.
Tiny
candy.
Tiny hits. Then it's he gets these coins. He's walking out of school after I pick him up like from his after school program.
It's now time for a quick sponsor break. A few weeks ago, I discovered Everly Well. Critty has already done it. This is Allie. I wanted to try it. It's the amazing at-home wellness test that helps you better understand your health. I received my Everly Well at-home lab test and tested myself for food allergies. A few days ago, I received the results, and drumroll please, I'm slightly allergic to dairy, and I could have told you that, but it's amazing how having an actual test result in front of you kind of kicks your butt to do the right thing. And I know that if I have a cheat, I'm probably going to suffer. Everly Well's really given me a positive new outlook on my health. And finally, I have some legit information that I can use. Everly Well offers more than 30 different at-home lab tests, from fertility to food sensitivity to thyroid and heart health. Each Everly Well test comes with super easy to follow instructions. Every test is physician reviewed and the shipping is free, you guys. Your results come from certified labs and they're sent directly to your mobile device. So it's so easy. You can easily view and share them with your healthcare provider. You can discuss it with your doctor, and your results are personalized and easy to understand. So you know exactly what they mean for you. To start better understanding your health like I did, check out Everly Well today. It's been so positive for me. And you know what? Just cutting out that little bit of cream in my coffee or that spoonful of ice cream at the end of the day has made a real positive change in my life. So for 15% off an Everly Well at-home lab test, visit everlywell.com/nail and enter code NAIL. That's everlywell.com/nail, code NAIL for 15% off your test. Everly Well. At-home lab tests, your answers, your way.
And he's coming out with these gold coins. And I'm like, what's this? And they are these coins you get if you are being extra good. And what do you do with the coins? You turn them in. He goes into some back room and it's so magic. And the front desk lady is the best, sweetest lady. And he's coming out with candy. And the crazy thing is, Goldie gets to go with him.
Oh, the baby.
And she's two, coming out with like Twizzlers and a big old grin on her face. So it's been pretty intense lately. And now when we pull into his school parking lot, she starts crying for candy. Mm. And I'm like, are you serious? There's tears. Mm-hmm. So of course, I'm sure there's first of all, guys, we have to acknowledge the fact that we have gotten bad reviews and hate mail.
Yeah, because of this type of a thing that we do.
Because some listeners feel, and you guys are totally
correct,
allowed to feel this way and correct, that we as a group, or some of us, but mostly as a group, that we are food shamers.
Fine, yes. But we have a right to be fucking pissed about candy being handed candy. Out. It's cool. Right. Dental issue are a problem.
Oh, you know? How about dentists. You guys? How about our? We used to go to a dentist here in Oklahoma that after we left, they would hand out lollipops. Just that's weird to me.
Right.
Oh, good okay. job. Sugar free? Sucker. She's a sucker. Sugar. Hell no. Those dum dums.
Dum dums. Are you kidding me?
Okay, that's either they're extremely fucking stupid. And that's so
really stupid.
Or
anything.
Or they're fucking brilliant. And they know that by feeding you the sugar, they're going to be in business for a very long time.
It's so confusing to me. We stopped going to that dentist, needless to say. But bizarre. Bizarre. Mm-hmm. And yeah, when Levi was in daycare here, same thing. Molly, they would be on the playground and they would just throw candy corn at them on the playground. If they had good right. behavior, just a reward. It was so weird.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I have another situation too.
Okay.
So this one's not as bad, except I just turned a blind eye to it. So love his teacher. And the way that she runs her classroom, and she's been doing it for years, is there's a snack parent every day. So I don't pack him a snack. I was used to doing that in his preschool, but he just gets his lunchbox. There's nothing, no snacks. So once a month, I will be in charge of getting snack for the whole class. So every day, it's a different parent. And so I'll ask him, and it's just, it's totally fine. It's just not the snacks that we buy. I know I sound like a food shamer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't even want to bring up like what it is because people are going to be like, oh my God, shut the fuck up. But
it's like goldfish and shit, you know, like what?
Just Cheetos, like crispy treats, and the sugary stuff, you know, like
just sugar bombs,
just
sugar.
Not what I would choose, not what I would choose for him, mm-hmm. Totally what I would choose for myself. So every day I ask him, you know, oh, what did you eat? And then in his after-school program, they also hand out snacks. Oh, what were the choices today? A donut, a honey bun, or an apple. I'm like, oh, what did you go for? Donut. Of course you fucking
went for donut.
Who's choosing the apple?
Nobody. Well, okay.
So not next to a donut.
It's just really confusing. It's like the educators are not educated.
No, that's not true.
No, they just don't care.
It's not okay.
It's not the kid.
Yeah, I guess.
Or it's not the way.
I don't know why you would want to feed any kid that in a public school setting. It's fucked up.
My guess is because it's cheap, it's easy, and they know there will be no complaints. Yay, donuts. Okay. Everyone's happy with that. They're not going to get any shit. Like, ah, man, I got to eat a fill in the blank.
Right.
Augie didn't bring his reading book.
It's probably the one. Because if they only had two options of fruit every single day, all the kids would still get a snack, and they'd probably be pumped on the snack if that's all there was available.
But the leftovers would go bad, and they would lose money doing that.
Right.
Right.
It comes down to money, of course. Everything. Same as like, right, of course. GMO and Roundup and everything else in the way that our country farms, it all fucking comes down to money, and it's really sad.
So yeah, like how do you deal with it? So then so I was talking to one of his little friends at a school event, And I don't even know how I asked her, but it turns out like she was like, oh, we're not, my family's not allowed to eat that. We only eat organic food. I guess Augie told me. Yeah, this little girl, she only eats organic food. And so her parents pack the snack. Not a huge deal. If I were a teacher and a family was like, oh, we're going to handle it. Great. Yep. This goes back to me standing up for my kid and like not wanting to come across as the weird parent or the high maintenance parent.
Yeah, but I'm going to say this. That's interesting because when Levi was at that daycare I was telling you about, they had an option to pack your lunch or we'll feed them lunch. And the lunch was absolutely disgusting, like mind-blowingly not good for you. Really disgusting. Snack, like a Rice Krispie treat with a greasy, like fake meat. Just really fucking gross. Anyway. Okay, guys, I'm not gonna food chain, but all I'm gonna say is there wasn't like a fruit or a vegetable. It was just like spam or something. It was just disgusting. Anyways, I would send a regular lunch. Not to say my lunch was badass, but it just was a little step up. And Levi was embarrassed. He'd be like, everybody else gets to eat the hot lunch. I don't want to eat your lunch. I don't want it.
Yes.
He had FOMO, mad FOMO.
Yeah. Yes. Okay.
So it's now time for a quick sponsor break. You guys, I want to talk to you about Care of, a wellness brand that makes it easy to get the right vitamins, supplements, and protein powders for your specific needs. And keep listening because I am going to offer you 50% off here. Whether you're looking for glowing skin, more energy, better sleep, hello, I'm looking for all three of those things. Care of helps you build and stick with a plan that's just right for you. This is the time of year it's so easy to fall off track when it comes to your health and wellness, even your fitness routine. The holidays are upon us. We're just going to be steamrolling into every single one of them. And Care of makes it super easy to keep taking your vitamins and maintaining healthy habits as the holidays and these cooler months start kicking in. Take the Care of online quiz. It will let you know exactly what you need. I took the quiz and I was like, oh gosh, this is going to be a while, but no way. It was 5 minutes, super fun, and very easy. I wanted to target my brain health. And you guys are like, oh, what's wrong with Allie's brain? But you know where I'm going with this. As a mom, you know, I struggle with my memory and just saying the right things sometimes. And I just feel as though that's an area that I can improve and I want to improve upon. So I've got vitamins and supplements coming directly to me. They asked me very targeted questions about my habits, what I'm doing, what I'm eating, what kind of fruits and veggies I'm eating. So I feel really lucky that I've got vitamins and supplements that are targeted exactly for my brain health. Taking care of your health should be super easy and convenient. And I'll tell you what, it is. Your Care of order gets shipped right to your door in convenient daily packs. It's perfect for the busy on-the-go lifestyle that all of us moms have. And the vitamin packs and protein tubs say your names on them, you guys. They're really adorable packages with your name on them. And you know what? Care of makes it easy to see where the source of their ingredients come from. And they ensure that only the highest quality products, okay? Care of cares about the environment with their new compostable packs that meet the same quality and safety standards, and they have a ton of info on how to compost them on their website. They've also got vegan and vegetarian supplement options for all of us because you know what? There's so many dietary needs out there, and they're going to ensure that you're getting the nutrients you need for your specific diet. So, here we go, you guys. For 50% off your first Care of order, go to takecareof.com and enter NAIL50. Again, 50% off your first Care of order. You guys, you can't get that anywhere. 50% off. Go to takecareof.com and enter NAIL50. You are going to love it. Thanks, guys.
So by third grade now, Phoenix, the beginning of the school year has been like, it's so embarrassing. I'm like, what's embarrassing? My lunch is so embarrassing. And you guys, I don't pack him very healthy food. I pack him the same shit that you pack, which every fucking yuppie American that lives on the coast that shops at Whole Foods gives their kid. It's maybe is organic, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's healthy. They're getting crackers and snacks and chips and whatever, fruit leathers, sugar. Anyway, it's so embarrassing. It's so embarrassing. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, my Tupperware and my containers are so embarrassing. And it's only organic food. And I'm like, oh, God. Okay. I'm sorry. But it's just the way it is.
Okay. Yeah.
So yeah. It's a thing.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
So uh-huh. What do you do? Do you guys have any situations where it comes from within your own family?
Like my mom is visiting right now, Molly, and she is telling, is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Okay, so mom's here and she was telling me a story about yesterday or the day before when she picked the kids up, your kids, took them to the beach, where you want to go. They shouted Dunkin' Donuts. So she was like, great. And then both of them were chanting at her, we don't want a munchkin. We don't want a munchkin. We don't want a munchkin. We want a whole donut. And she's like, so of course I got him the whole donut. I'm like,
shut up.
Okay. Dude.
Graham.
Yeah.
You must tell them not to tell.
Oh, yeah.
Because they didn't say shit to me.
Yeah. I'm like, you know, they live there now, Mom. So you kind of got to get on board. You can't be taking them to Dunkin' Donuts every day if that's what Molly doesn't want. If it's right. Okay, obviously, who gives a shit? But it's more about respecting the parent, right? That's really what this comes down to. It's a very personal choice. You wouldn't give a child Tylenol, I hope, without asking. Or you wouldn't give, I'm just trying to think of an example here. The food that we feed our children is so personal and it can be so important to you, what you're actually putting in your kid, besides like allergies and shit, you know, they're so.
Yeah, well, that's the big one. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
And yeah, I go back to the teeth. Like I'm just stressing it on the teeth, man.
Yeah.
And you know how
I'm just kind of like, you know what? I'll feed my kids candy and give them treats, but I won't be the one to do it. Don't send me crashing on a sugar high from candy. Like that's supposed to come out of my back pocket when I want to bribe them or something. And if you've already blown out at school, I can't do it. It's not fair. I think it's
rude.
Don't
you feel that way? Like I had that as a trick my 4 o'clock trick. And that
was going to be my pre-dinner bribe.
That's right. It should always be saved for mom. Like I get fucking pissed when Pete does it. Cause I'm like, I'm spending most of the time with them. You can't blow a big treat on the 30 minutes that you're spending with them today because I gotta come up with something like, you know, I get pissed with. Yeah,
for sure. Let's just, yeah, I want it to be my choice. Exactly. It just needs to be the parent's choice.
Yeah. But I do. If it's interesting. Cause if it's like play date style, which is rare for us, but like at a friend's house, I don't care.
Me neither.
Same.
And I don't
Same
care.
Reason.
Me neither.
No.
That's a freebie. I might cringe a little bit, but I don't do anything about it. And I don't want to be rude and I don't really care, you know, but if it's a public establishment, that does make
me super annoyed.
Feels
wrong.
Yeah. It's shocking. I didn't expect this. It does tie into my fail today too.
Oh, Okay. Well, gosh, I'm sorry, guys, if we just food shamed the shit out of people. I hope we're not coming across that way.
Well, we are who we are.
Listeners.
You know what? You know why it's imbalanced, pretty? Because Kate would set us straight. Kate would be very helpful. She would be like, guys, fucking loosen up.
Right. None of this is important.
Right.
I don't know.
It's true.
It's maddening, though, when somebody else gives your kid. Yeah, whatever. It's okay.
Whatever. Levi. Oh,
I'm sorry.
I was just going to say. I'm pretty vocal to my in-laws about this kind of stuff. And
oh, yeah, that's hard.
Their houses are just like, you know, a dream when it's a kid's dream, the level of snackage there. Mm. And Levi throws them under the bus all the time. So-and-so pulled into Sonic and got me a lemonade and offered me an ice cream cone. And then I'll be like, oh, did that really happen? Mom, don't tell. Seriously, mom, don't tell. He throws them under the bus all the time. It's amazing.
But it's hilarious. Offered me an ice cream, but I didn't take it.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, but uh-huh. Well, I maybe had a French fry. That's man, it's amazing. All right, now Phil, go.
All right. Well, actually, today, as we roll up to school, I'm sorry, Grady. As we roll up to school, Goldie's like, candy in her cute little voice. And I'm like, no. And she just starts having a fit. Well, Augie comes out with his coin. And I was just like,
damn this coin. I hate this coin.
There's no like erasers or pencil.
That's what I said. So in front of the lady, I was like, Augie, hey, maybe today you choose a not candy item if there is anything like that. Yeah, I don't know if anybody's listening. He comes out and Goldie trails and they each come out with their candy. Goldie always chooses Twizzler. Allie, she knows. She's such a McCann.
Of course.
God, I love taste.
Great taste.
She's gripping her Twizzler and I explain, okay, guys, we are not eating these until after dinner. And so we had to go to Target for a few things. But the fit was so gigantic about that because she doesn't understand that.
Right.
And she ends up like gripping the Twizzler in the car and rubbing it against her face and sucking her fingers, which is what she does.
Oh my God.
She's trying to use the Twizzler in a wrapper to comfort herself. and this piece of candy just kept resurfacing as a problem all evening long and was giving just level fucking 10 fits. Mm-hmm. And in the Target line, there was such a long line. She wound up her arm. She was frustrated about something I said no to. Wound up her arm and hit me across the face so hard, you guys, I saw stars.
Oh, shit.
Very typical these days. Mm-hmm. She does this all the time. Last week I got like a cut on my eye. And but
she's violent.
Yes, she's fucking violent with me. And I look around and the line, everybody is so uncomfortable. The cashier is like, can't look me in the eye. And I'm just trying to handle it.
Being publicly abused.
Publicly abused and having to just keep the smile on. Mm-hmm. I just,
the
like,
worst.
This is
really hard.
The worst.
Mm-hmm. All of the voices in my head were like, wow, they think that you just let her hit you across the face and it's no big deal. Oh, yeah. The voice on my shoulder, whatever.
Well, I'm sorry. Matilda does the same, and I'm really glad to hear it's happening to you because I'm like, did we do something wrong? Is something wrong with her? She's evil. She's like a hitter. She's a hitter and a scratcher.
Same, yeah. Hitter and a scratcher.
She'll claw my face. She's punched my nose.
Augie is playing.
That was Leo, you guys. It's like second child. I don't know why.
Because they're just defending for what they want at all times, maybe.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Pretty right. And they've actually kind of been abused from early on from the sibling.
Okay.
She has seen, Augie throws fits.
Yeah.
She's seen it all. Right. She has seen it all. And her language is
advanced.
Yeah, they're exposed. Yeah.
Potty talk starts really early with the second kid.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I feel butthole. Like Matilda's fourth word was butthole. It was like
butthole
mom,
is like the number one.
Daddy, oh, God. Same. It's so hot in our house. Look at my butthole.
God. My kids love ball sacks.
Look at my ball sacks. Another one, Allie.
Sacks.
Thanks.
Plural it. Mm-hmm. Ball sacks.
Ball sacks.
All the ball sacks.
My kids
ball
just call it
and butthole.
Their satch. They just call it my satch.
That's really, really funny. My satch is... Levi just like whips it out now, by the way.
His satch or his whole junk?
The whole unit. The whole package. He'll be like, hey guys, look. And he'll have the whole package out to like his grandma. It's devastating. Oh, we're like, buddy, 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 put it away, put it away, put it away.
That's so embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
So awesome.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
But my nail is that the deed is done over here. My husband is snipped.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Amazing. How was his recovery?
Wow. Yeah. The recovery was, in my opinion, totally fine. 24 hours down with ice.
Yeah.
And easy. Sore, but nothing I really noticed.
Wonderful. Okay. Congratulations, girl. This is humongous.
Yeah, they say 30 ejaculations. That's directly on the paperwork, 30. So
I'm sure he has an Excel spreadsheet gone already.
Oh, yeah.
To help be filling out.
Yeah. Is he trying to go like multiple times a day just to get it done?
Oh, I don't think he's there yet, Allie. It's still sore.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. But
probably a couple weeks down, though, in that department.
Yeah, it took a couple weeks for sure. Like, you can't go for jogs or anything. Still can't lift until the stitches are, like, dissolved. But Goldie has, like, kicked him in the balls, like, 3 times in tantrums.
Oh, my God.
She's such a bullshit. It's like she knew.
He walked away from her tonight. And he was like, I'm done. And I heard him say to her, you cannot kick me in the crotch. And if you want to sit in your own filth, that's fine. Because he was changing her diaper and he walked away.
Oh, my God. You
want to sit in okay, like, your own filth. A little shaming.
She's like, I don't give a shit. I'll keep this diaper on all night long.
Oh, but Tilda would happily sit in her filth for days.
Yeah.
So I am looking at the comments from our vasectomy episode. And one of our friends just wrote, I do have a friend who had baby number 3 after her husband had a vasectomy. He missed the follow-up appointment and his grew back.
Yeah. So, I mean.
So much of that. I mean, as we've said.
Joy is a vasectomy baby. Damn.
Oh, she is?
Yes, she is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Tim's on top
you guys,
of that. Excel spreadsheet galore.
But one lady on there said specifically that her doctor asked him for 50 ejaculations. So, like,
saw that.
Why is there so much so loose much different information?
Yeah, it's a lot of different.
That's follow up.
Did I tell you? They called me into the room after, and he was.
What?
He was laying on the bed, and he had like
spread eagle.
Yeah, and he had like his like a paper over himself.
Okay.
A post-it or like a
like a sheet. 7.
A paper sheet.
A paper sheet. Can I just tell you the smell in the room was burning.
What?
I was so freaked out. I almost did a U-turn. I was like, "What's going on in here? Why do I smell burning?" And Tim was like, "Oh, that's part of it. They burn it." I was freaked out. And he says to the nurse who was so awesome. So, like, I'm, like, about 2 to 3 days down, right? And she cackle laughed in his face and was like, who told you that? No, seriously, who told you that? It's 24 hours and that's it. You will be fine. I was like, oh, my God, I love God. I can love her.
Yep. That's great. That is great. All right.
So good.
Congrats, Molly.
Okay. Girl.
Long road ahead.
Long road ahead, but you guys can start fucking with freedom.
Yeah. Hopefully. 2 more years, you could start fucking with freedom. Once we get through those 30 ejaculations.
Then I will donate 2.
Yeah. Oh, God. I got a nail. I turned 38 last week.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yo, Peg.
Oh, my God. We're getting up there, aren't we, girls?
Nah.
Okay. Leading the pack because I'm the oldest. So every time you guys say that, I'm just like, oh, God.
I know. So I decided my friend also was turning 38 the same week. So we were like, let's do something together. Let's do a party. So we decided to make it really simple and do it down at the beach, a ladies' night. great. It's kind of a secluded beach. And we just sent out a text like, we will be there. We want to have a fire and maybe we'll jump in the water and it's going to be a great time. See you at 6 or whatever. That was it. There was no planning. We got down to the beach and you know how moms roll, you guys. They're like superheroes. They're like superheroes. A mom that gets a night off.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Makes it happen.
Oh, my gosh. Making it happen. Like, we each had like a big backpack, or moms were coming with like a suitcase and rolling it onto the beach, and the string lights started going up in the trees.
No.
And then my friends were walking down and I was like, what does she have right now? Is she carrying a keg? It was a huge barrel, a trash barrel that she was marching in with like another woman. It was filled to the brim with firewood for a huge fire. Okay.
I was like, my God.
Wow. Okay. Another one came with a big suitcase and I'm like, this is so heavy. Oh my gosh. Let me help you with this. She pops up a table and then the bottles and bottles and bottles of alcohol are coming out of the suitcase. We had a full bar.
Oh. And
it was like in the middle of nowhere.
Just had an impromptu rager, basically.
We had an impromptu rager. It was better than any bachelorette party you could ever imagine, because you don't need your freedom when you're 25 years old. But when you're a mom with young kids at home and you get an invite like this, ladies only, it was like witches dancing under the moon. It was fucking amazing. You can imagine. It was so freeing. My other friend came with like a bunch of avocados and I was like, oh, are we going to make guacamole? Like, what's going on? She's like, nope, everybody open one up. We're rubbing them all over our bodies and then we're jumping in the water. So we took the avocados and we just rubbed them all over our face, all over our skin, all over everything, jumped in the water in the dark.
Just for moisturization or what?
Yes. Oh my gosh. Gritty.
Fabulous.
You're going to love it. You're going to love it.
Fabulous. It's a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle.
It felt so amazing. The fireballs came out. My friends were spinning fire.
Allie, what the fuck?
Yes. Okay. And then Like a Prayer comes on and we're just hollering.
Oh.
We're completely drunk at that point, just hollering under the moon, singing Madonna. And you had to walk onto it. Nobody was on the beach. And then it suddenly was just like a bunch of women, moms going crazy. It was so fun. Who knew that 38
wow.
was so much better than like 21?
Allie,
what was better?
Which that was better? The
what was that? Better, that or when we picked Gritty up in the limo?
Equal.
Ooh. Equal.
Damn, Allie, that's the best.
It was so insane. It was insane. And we couldn't, our faces hurt so badly because none of us could wipe the smile off of our faces. We just could not believe it was happening. We couldn't believe it. It was so fun.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Could have been there.
Leave it to the moms. And my fail is, my mom's here and we had to roll up another rug because my cats got into the boys' room and for days have been pissing all over it. You guys, the blue one, my really nice one, I'm just throwing money in the trash just over and over and over and over and over.
I know something else you could throw in the trash, but you know
the
me.
Cats. Yeah, I know. I don't want rats on my countertop.
I'm with Molly on that one.
I am questioning, is rat droppings better or worse than cats?
Can you get a
droppings?
Rat?
Are there only like droppings?
No, you know, rats running around on your roof at night, scatter, scatter, pitter, patter, pitter, patter, pitter, patter. And then you wake up in the morning and there's cat shit all over your counter.
Pitter, patter.
Yeah.
Rat shit, not cat shit.
Rat shit all over the counter.
So you know they were there.
We haven't had that in years because the cats keep it under control. Okay. But I lost another rug and I'm tired of it. I'm sad.
I'm so sorry, girl. That sucks.
Ugh.
Damn.
That does suck.
Well, fuck, I have no nails. Do I have any nails, guys? I don't think I do. I have a fail.
Okay.
So lately, I don't know. You'll have to stop me if I've said this one already, that Levi's been asking me so much lately, how you make a baby.
Okay.
Just really on his mind. How do you make a baby? How? And I said, one day we're driving and I said, a man and a woman make love. and that's how you make a baby. And he's like, what does that mean, make love? And I'm driving, and God, I'm just so dumb. I mean, he's five. I just was like, screw it. I'm just going to tell him. And I just said, well, a man puts his penis in the woman's vagina, and they make a baby. And then then the car goes silent, and in my head, I'm like, what the fuck did you just say? What is wrong with you? You know, I'm like beating myself up. And the car is dead silent. He makes no sound for so long. And then finally he goes, Mom? And I'm like, yeah. He goes,
oh no.
That's really disgusting.
Yeah. Yep.
And now he just walks around and he's like, and I think I sent you a video like, oh, are you and Daddy going in the bathroom to make a baby? You're gonna put your vagina in his penis.
Oh my God. Dang it.
He's just obsessed now.
Okay,
I don't know.
Does he say, Matilda, mom, tell Matilda how you do it? Because that's Phoenix will be like, let's tell Leo. Leo, come on, we got to tell Leo.
Oh, well, that was great. Matilda was in the car when I dropped this truth bomb on him. So,
okay, yeah, cool.
She
didn't quite get it, but he's obsessed.
Pretty, I have similar stories. I wonder if we should do an episode about this.
We could.
He goes, and then after that, you kiss.
Yeah, pretty much. That is kind of how it goes these days.
Good Lord.
If there's a kiss at all. But guys, what's wrong with me? He's five. No. Like, why did I have to take it there? I took it there recently
in the last.
Just tell him the truth about it.
Because, Gritty, that's the right way. In my opinion, that's the right place to take it. Because if you just say it, it's out there. Guess what? It's
going to be shocking. Weird about it. Like, this is what happens.
Yeah, it's going to be shocking if he's 8. It's going to be shocking if he's 11. It's going to be shocking when he hears it from somebody else. So might as well just say it. I said it straight too. And Augie said, because I had this conversation at least a year ago. And so it came up again. And I'm like, you don't remember us talking about this? No. So I told him. And he was like, but like, for how many hours does the penis have to stay in the vagina? About 2?
Oh my God.
You're like, hope not.
Details.
Hope not.
Oh my God.
What the fuck? 2 hours. Oh man. It's too
You're
good.
Like, only in the beginning stages of the relationship when you're 24.
Like, you're like, only the first month or two, and then.
Right.
Oh God.
I was like, no, it's very quick. It's very, very quick.
You're like, it's usually 2 to 4 minutes. 2 to 4 minutes.
Oh, gosh. Oh. All right. I missed the other ladies tonight, but I sure love talking to y'all.
Yeah.
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 I love you guys.
Love y'all.
Me too.
Okay. All right. So I guess we need a little jingy jangle, huh? Here we go.
Why do it?
Hey, you guys, thanks for listening and for staying on with foodchambers.net. And we will see you guys next week. And we love you so much. Bye, girls.
Bye. I love
you. Okay, that's it for now. We'll see you next week for another Nursing and Cursing, where sleep is more valuable than fast, hard cash.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.